Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 13 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is God's Love Fuels Our Hope. Romans 5:5 says, "And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." Our text for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. "So now faith, hope, and love abide, and the greatest of these is love." God has given us three major virtues to live out a spiritually abundant life. These three great gifts are faith, hope, and love. In the previous 2 days, we have studied the unique connection between faith and hope. Both of these are also connected with our greatest virtue, which is love. Paul teaches us in Romans 5:5 that God has poured out the love we need into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. R. Kent Hughes describes it as follows. "The idea in Greek is that God's love has been and continues to be poured out within our hearts. This is a picture of unstinting lavishness. Our hearts have been filled to overflowing with divine affection. The agent of this is the Holy Spirit, who personally represents God's love in our hearts. God ensures we have His love filling our hearts. He gives us His love because He knows that our greatest need is love. Our faith grows best when we are full of His love, and God's love is the fuel that ignites and sustains our hope." For a moment today, imagine attempting to put your faith in God without His love. How hard would it be to trust in God if you didn't know that He loved you? How difficult would it be to place all your hope in someone who doesn't love you? Our faith and hope are vitally connected to God's love for us. Did you know that what sets Christianity apart is the resurrection of Jesus and the love of God? Christianity is unique in that all other belief systems follow a dead prophet or founder. In addition, all other religions are based on serving someone who is distant and uncaring. There is no hope for eternity without the resurrection, and no growing relationship with God without knowing that He loves you. When you understand the depth of God's love for you, it gives you a greater desire to put your faith and hope in Him. He loves you more than anyone else ever could, and He wants what's best for you. His purpose for your life is backed by His love for you. Paul writes that our hope does not put us to shame. Because of God's unfailing love, our hope in Him will be vindicated. Or, as the New Living Translation puts it, it will not lead to disappointment. So why wouldn't you put your trust in God, knowing that He loves you so much that He sent His Son to die for you? And where else would you put your future hope than in God, since you know He loves you and will protect you? Now you know why God keeps pouring out His love on you. He wants you to put your faith and hope in His unfailing love every single day. Without the knowledge and experience of God's love, we could easily find ourselves hopeless. The following story illustrates the importance of knowing God loves us. A factory employee named Kenneth worked for the largest manufacturer in Illinois for 24 years. The wages and benefits paid at his factory were double what the average factory job paid in America. He had steady work. He was 44 years old, yet he had never attended a union meeting. He was a contented middle-class worker until 1992. From 1992 until 1994, you could find Kenneth at the end of the day shift marching through the factory holding an American flag along with two other workers chanting, "No contract, no peace. No contract, no peace." Kenneth called out the cadences for about 100 middle-aged marchers. What turned a contented worker into a thorn in his manufacturer's side? The turning point came in 1992 after the union had been on strike for nearly 6 months when the company threatened to replace its striking workers. That did something to Kenneth. It turned him bitterly against his company. Kenneth angrily explains, "I finally realized 2 years ago when they threatened to replace us that as far as they were concerned, I am nothing to them." I am nothing to them. Kenneth's whole attitude changed when he concluded, whether rightly or wrongly, that he had no worth to his boss or his company. He grew hopeless when he thought he was replaceable and that no one cared about him. Even the toughest laborer in America craves for someone to care. When he thought no one loved him, he lost his faith and grew hopeless. There is only one place where we are assured that we are truly loved, and this is in a relationship with God. God values us and cares for us so much that even when we went on strike and rejected his will for our lives, instead of rejecting us in return, he sent his son to die for our sins. No greater love will ever be shown than God sacrificing his only son in our place. And God continually pours his love into our hearts to fuel our hope and strengthen our faith. Here are some questions for you to consider today. You read this line from R. Kent Hughes in today's devotion. Our hearts have been filled to overflowing with divine affection. What thoughts does this statement bring to your mind concerning God's love for you? How is your hope directly connected to the love God has poured into your heart? And finally, in what specific ways can you put your hope in God, knowing that because He loves you, your hope will never be put to shame? Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a blessed day.